Welcome back to What It Is as we continue our spoken word album. I'm Kevin Allen McGill, storyteller poet. In this episode, we will explore the process of mean. Here's the drill. What you live with, you learn. What you learn, you practice. What you practice, you do. And what you do has consequences. I knew a man who was mean, who might perhaps not have such been. Let's have a look at what it is. I watched a little girl recently playing joyfully on the park swings. Fly, little girl, I thought, and hold on to that joyous feeling. Take it forward forever to guard against the future. Because I know the terrors headed her way. Like the situation of a young woman in our neighborhood, eventually, she just gives in, gets it over with. There is safety after it's over and uneasy calm before the next storm. Does it really say yes? Growing up in a house of wrongful secrets doesn't figure that no is an option. So she gets used by guys in the neighborhood, sometimes several at a time. She is the consequence. Those neighborhood guys lived, learned, practiced, and did mean. Do unto others as was done unto you, all the while looking over their psychological shoulders, checking their manhood. In the mirror of other guys looking over their shoulders in a house filled with mirrors of mean. Checking out that manhood. It's the preoccupation of men who do mean. Mean comes from ridicule, shame, threats, episodes of humiliation. So intense, so embarrassing that they trigger intense denial. The wrongful experience is so painful that it becomes redefined as righteous. Machismo becomes a substitute for manly. Mean comes from emasculation, and it becomes ingrained into society, a dominant narrative. Just trying to make a man out of him. It takes a mean man to survive in a mean world. Don't get mad, get even. Suck it up, buttercup. Survival of the fittest. Even when the emasculation is admitted, the most common solution is more mean. You get castrated young and spend the rest of your life trying to find your balls. Mean feeds mean. Being bullied creates a desire to bully. The abused become abusers. Some say that's the natural, inevitable state of humankind. A cycle, rinse and repeat. Explanation or excuse. But not all men do mean. Some men follow an alternate narrative, that manliness is about strength to stand up to mean. A real man confronts fear, doesn't let it control him, fights the bullies, not joins them. Will men save that little girl from those terrors to come? Treat her like a person about whom someone cared. I hope so. It depends, though, on men breaking the cycle, no longer supporting, condoning, and excusing mean, redefining what it means to be a man. Learn, practice, and do better. Okay, so such are the words of a storyteller poet has learned the value of a poem, the worth of a story. To those who wish to strip us of our humanity, I say, not today. And hey, I do these socio-political illustrations and post them on my website, kevinallenmcgill.com, and various social media, including Instagram, Blue Sky, Facebook, and WordPress. So, for your audience participation, check those out. Tell me what you think of them. Thank you for listening. Let's get together again to explore more what it is.